Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/watsonassistant.
So Gino Auriemma, who's the head coach for the women's basketball program over at UConn, talks specifically, kind of has an idea here. You know, NCAA is in an interesting spot. The interesting spot they're in, I mean, there's no choice. You got to obviously cancel the tournament and everything else. But it's an interesting predicament because you have seniors that, let's say this is their final year, right? They're not going to get a chance to play in the tournament. And this is for men's and women's college basketball. So he's got an idea on that front.
My feeling is this. You have to, it's an unprecedented event, so you have to take unprecedented measures. Just, you can't say this year never happened and wipe away everything, because some teams had amazing seasons, incredible accomplishments. They should not be diminished and shouldn't be wiped away. So in terms of each individual, I would be in favor of allowing all those that were seniors that have not had a chance to compete, not had a chance to play their spring season, that they should all be given another opportunity to play. And then regardless of what that does to your scholarship count, you know, and the NCAA should foot the bill for that. Okay, well, we have more people on scholarship than we anticipated. We can't pay for it. Well, the NCAA should pay for that extra year. And, well, that's going to put us over the scholarship limit. Doesn't matter. It's a one-time exception. And what do you do about basketball? I guess if you have five seniors like we do and you say, hey, look, they all have the opportunity to come back. Well, then you know what? And a kid wants to come back, God bless you. I'm all for it.
Love it. That's Gino Auriemma right there. I love it. I really do. Genuinely, you got to do different things. You know, this time around, everything's different. You heard Commissioner Adam Silver. He's not trying to make any decisions right now because you just have no idea. But for some of these college players, that is something. That could be something. If they're a senior and they want to play in the tournament and they want to come back next year, let them come back. Who cares? March Madness tournament is canceled. So this thing isn't getting postponed. It's not going to be played later. So I think this is one of those things, and you love getting different perspectives. But for Gino Auriemma, who's arguably the most popular coach in all of sports, and he obviously has had all his success over at UConn with the women's college basketball program, personally for me, I love the idea. All right, more of your guys' phone calls, 877-710-ESPN. What we're doing right now with the callers, you can talk about anything you want, how this last 48 hours has affected you. Maybe it's affected you, the industry that you work in. Maybe you just want to talk about it from a sports perspective. Completely up to you. 877-710-ESPN. JR, appreciate you calling in, man. You're on the Sleeper Show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, man. Thank you.
Hey, so before I get to my personal thing, I just want to talk about the athletes, and I just heard the deal from Gino. I am a former Division I athlete, in my case football, back in the early 90s, and I just have heartbreak for these kids because it's more than just losing the season and not being able to play in a tournament. I mean, you're talking about every push-up you've ever done since you were a kid, every shot you ever took, every sprint you ever took, or whatever it is. They were doing that for this moment, right? So something has to be done, having their season wiped away, and I personally can feel that because I know the process I went through, you know, to get to that level of football. And it's not just an easy, oh, we lost the season. You spent years investing in that.
Yeah, and I think, look, JR, I think it has to be when the dust settles here. And I know we have no idea when that's going to be, but you have to imagine at some point when hopefully things get back to norm, and we'll try and be obviously optimistic about whatever predicament that you're in. You have to imagine college basketball. They're going to do things that they never thought they would. They're going to make accommodations that they never thought they'd ever have to do in the world of sports. And you got to imagine that's going to be one of them.
Right. And then for my personal life, like my wife and I are both trainers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're fitness and sports trainers, and people not wanting to go to gym, people not wanting to work out. And I get it. You can't be careless. You need to be safe. But I think people need to start doing a little bit more medical research, not just watching the news. because some of the reactions, you have to be careful. But the difference between being careful and panicking, like there's Mosby's and John Hopkins and all these online journals that are constantly updating that people can look at rather than just locking their eyes on a certain channel all day. And,
sure.
And you know what I mean? And so the reactions can be sound and balanced, because many of us out here, it could be our careers. And when you're a sole proprietor like myself and don't work for someone, that domino is hard to pick up. It just dominoes and dominoes and dominoes. So I would just advise and hope people would have a balanced approach on how they're reacting to the whole thing, and hopefully look online a little bit more and see what the real medical folks are saying.
That's good stuff. Thank you, JR. I appreciate it, man.
Take care.
You know, I'll say this too, you know, from a gym perspective, you guys have heard me say it. I'm not, definitely not trying to encourage people not to go to the gym. The tips that I gave earlier was, if you're at the gym, take these precautions, wipe down machines, wash your hands, avoid big classes. You know, that's kind of the idea, similar to what we're talking about with sporting events, just not being around people that are, avoid crowds and keep your distance 6 feet, whatever the case is. But I think it would be also the wrong idea to say, okay, well, I'm not going to the gym, period, or I'm not going to go for a walk, or I'm not going to go for a jog. Obviously, being healthy is the most important thing. So no one's discouraging no one's discouraging anybody from doing that. Ernie in the Inland Empire, appreciate you calling in, Ernie. You're on the Sleeper Show. Go ahead, bud.
Hey, how you doing, bud? Appreciate you taking my call.
You got it, man.
You know what? What I had to say, it kind of goes along with what Gino's comments were, which, you know, that is the bummer about them canceling the collegiate games, is that it's not even just about basketball men and women, but now you're talking about baseball players, softball players, track and field in an Olympic year.
That's right.
You know, it makes it hard for any of those athletes that have the aspiration of, you know, the next level or any of that stuff to finish out and, figure out where they're going to be. You know, the young ladies that are playing in the NCAA or that would have been playing in the NCAA, when is the WNBA draft going to be now? Like, when is the NBA draft going to be now? Like, how is all of that stuff's going to play out so much later? And now that there is no tournament, it's going to make it really hard to figure all that stuff out for the college level. And to say, oh, let's give all the seniors, you know, a chance to come back, man, that's a lot of seniors for a lot of different sports. Mm. You know, it's the NCAA is not eating that kind of money.
You know, let me tell you this, man. I don't know if they're going to, and I appreciate you calling in, but they're going to have to make some kind of accommodations. They will. You know, we don't have a blueprint to this predicament, this situation, but I'll tell you right now, everything's in pencil. And if a league is saying, all right, this is what's happening, it's in pencil, and maybe you erase whatever you wrote down 60 days ago or whatever the case is, this is going to change as we progress. And even me, it's kind of interesting too, like as I'm doing the show, and I keep asking Jesse and Curtis, who are hustling back there, to see, okay, did something else break? Did something else happen? Let me grab that sound from what's coming up with on SportsCenter. What update does Woj have? We don't have a blueprint either, you know. So I think the best when we're talking about some of these leagues and these sports, we don't know how they're going to react when the dust does settle. I think right now, just because we're at the start of this or we're right in the thick of it, we'll find out. Those questions are all fair to be raised. And Gino Ariema raising that question, I think, is completely fair as well. All right, we come back. Adrian Wojnarowski hopped on with Scott Van Pelt. We'll get the latest from the NBA front, just the sports front in general, and then also more of your guys' phone calls. 877-710-ESPN if you want to be a part of the Sleeper Show. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Mason threw me off a little bit earlier today. Said he has a suggestion, Sliwa at sunset. I don't know what's going on here. He's got Sliwa after dark, Sliwa at sunset. He's got 9 different names to the show. Appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll go till 9 o'clock tonight. If you guys want to be a part of the show, 877-710-ESPN. I think I got something to my idea. I think my sports idea of just airing old games in the same slot that you had games planned. I don't know. For me, if it's promoted right and I know it's happening, I might watch it. I'm not saying I'm going to go watch all these old games, but why not air these March Madness tournament games? Why not air some of these classic NBA games? What do we got to lose? Nothing to lose there. We are, I think I've all been so accustomed to coming home and you know, listen to sports or watching sports, whatever the case is. It's going to be weird for all of us. You know, Lakers had were scheduled obviously for a game tonight against the Houston Rockets, and just to be sitting here in the studio, not at the game. Another game was coming up against the Denver Nuggets on Sunday. Just that the fact that, and there was just a game, right? Lakers just played on Tuesday against the Brooklyn Nets. So all of this just happened so fast. I think we're all trying to get accustomed to it and get used to it. Let's go to Jose in Cyprus real quick. Jose, you're on the Sleepy Show. Go ahead, bud.
Hey, what's going on, man? It's just crazy with everything that went down with the NBA yesterday, the trickle effect that had, even like on a municipal level. I work for the city of Irvine in Orange County, and I coordinate the adult sports leagues. And right when they made the announcement that the league was going to be suspended, the phone calls just came pouring in, man. And it's just like nuts. I'm like, it's crazy how much this dictated everything else. You know, people were already calling like, oh, are you going to cancel our league too? Even though it's just recreational. It's just, it's wild, man. Like, I haven't even been a thing about fear. It's mostly like tension for me right now.
Yeah.
With all that, I can't even imagine like the NBA, like their level, but it's just wild how like that one specific thing, like, just trickle down to like even like a small little municipal level, man.
You know, Jose, you know what's kind of crazy? Listen, I've been watching the thing from afar, right? Like, yeah, you know, I know what's going on, but I feel like in the last 48 hours, maybe 72 hours, I say the last like 3 days for me, it's like, this is all I'm consuming, this is all I'm watching, this is all I'm talking about. And then I think the NBA part of it, like you just mentioned, that hit home because now all of a sudden it's like, okay, well, it's at the sports world. There's going to be no sporting events. I'm with you. That was kind of like, I don't want to say a game changer because I know there's so many other things that are more important. But then you felt like, wow, this is, it took it to another level for me.
No, yeah, definitely. I mean, and like my wife, she's been all in tune with this because she has Instagram. I stay off social media, but as soon as this hit the NBA, something that I care about, I love, I'm a diehard Laker fan. Like, it felt real to me.
Oh, I get it.
It's nuts, man.
I get it. Jose, appreciate you calling in. All right, man?
All right, man. Thank you.
All right, Adrian Wojnarowski and Scott Van Pelt. This was just a few minutes ago. Get a kind of a full update on the scope from a sports perspective, but specifically NBA.
I'm just still like, how are we going to know like when this is gone? Like that's not a question for you. I'm just thinking out loud here. I'm thinking about this Utah situation and your tweet today, and then the specific words that Donovan Mitchell uses about, like, basically it's like, it doesn't seem like this is great between Gobert and Mitchell. I mean, is that an astute observation?
That is an astute observation, Scott. And the Jazz are fortunate that they don't have to get back together and start playing games again right now. There is a lot of work to do to repair relationships, not just between Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, but others in the locker room. There's a lot of frustration with Gobert. He certainly was apologetic today, but this is going to test. They've got great leadership in Utah. Dennis Lindsay, Justin Zanuck, Quinn Snyder, their coach. And in that locker room, it's going to be a test for all of them to get this team back on track if and when they return to playing this season.
And you speak of tests, and the Jazz crew is their traveling party tested, and Mitchell did test positive. But as this pushes forward, and the league is going through trying to sort out details, what's your sense, Woj, in the next month, Adam Silver trying to give a baseline of what they'll be trying to figure out? What are they going to be trying to figure out?
Well, you know, the league's bracing now. You know, between now and, you know, next Monday, Tuesday, are there more positive tests? Do they continue through the month? Are we going to see them not just now, but in a month or 2 months? Can the league play in any shape or form if there are guys who test positive? That's the first question everybody's facing right now.
Right, and I'm just, again, I'm thinking out loud here. Okay, Gobert's got this. He felt well enough to play last night. To me, that I think that seems positive. And assuming and hoping that he's okay in a week's time, then when somebody else tests positive 3 weeks from now, like, do they look back and go, well, look, Gobert got it. We'll keep him isolated, but, like, we can keep playing as a league. You know what I'm saying? Right. Do you just reset the timetable every time somebody's got this virus?
Right, and how does a team practice if they have to quarantine because a player tests positive? Other teams are practicing. Now we have to quarantine our team. Those are all questions, and money is going to be a question right now. And I think owners are really looking to Adam Silver right now because they don't have the answers financially. of what it looks like. The league has the information, and more than ever, you talk to owners and top executives, they are looking to Adam Silver because they know they took a huge hit financially with China this season, and this is another big hit, and the players share in this hit, and there is tremendous pressure to find a way to salvage some kind of a season, have a playoffs, have the big television games, and crown a champion at some point this season. But as of today, they don't know that that's going to be possible.
Yeah, I think I'd be, I think at this point, I'd definitely be surprised if all that goes down. We have no idea, but just kind of thinking about it from a timetable, and let's say the game started back up in June, so that what would you take the playoffs to August? I guess it could all be done, but there's no point of really making these assumptions because it's so kind of out there, and we have absolutely no idea. We know the NBA will reassess in 30 days. By the way, if you didn't get a chance, I read a little bit earlier Rudy Gobert and his message on Twitter and Instagram. You heard Woj mentioning it with Scott Van Pelt as far as Donovan Mitchell. So Donovan Mitchell this morning, you know, we got word that he also contracted the virus as well. So COVID-19, as they call it. Here is Donovan Mitchell on Instagram. I'll read this off to you guys. Thanks to everyone who's been reaching out since hearing the news about my positive test. We are all learning more about the seriousness of the situation. Hopefully people can continue to educate themselves and realize that they need to behave responsibly both for their own health and for the well-being of those around them. I appreciate the authorities in Oklahoma who were helpful with the testing process and everyone from the Utah Jazz who have been so supportive. I'm going to keep following the advice of our medical staff and hope that we can all come together and be there for each other and our neighbors who need our help. So that's coming from Donovan Mitchell on Instagram. You know, some of the questions that they raised there about just the, okay, well, what do you do? Let's say the season gets started again and down the road a player gets affected. Do you stop the league again? And I think that the more questions that we come up with or the more answers we're looking for, I think just raises more questions. I don't think I'm helping myself out here when I try and figure that out. I will say this, Brad Turner from the LA Times, he sent out a tweet a little bit earlier today from a Laker perspective. So I'm going to have him come on. He's coming up next. He can kind of share some of that. And then, you know, as we've been doing these last 48 hours, just get his thoughts on, you know, what he thinks the league does moving forward, what sports does moving forward. We'll get his thoughts. Brad Turner from the LA Times coming up next. Stay right here. The Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN. Oh, appreciate it, Mason. Thanks for letting everybody know. I know nothing about anything other than sports, which is there's a lot of accuracy to that. I do have to figure out.
You don't know nothing yet, Alan. That's how we have to say. You don't know nothing yet.
No, I'm good. Learn. I'm good where I'm at. All right, listen. This is actually what I will say is there's a incredible amount of curiosity to all the shows that they're talking about and the movies they're talking about. Some of these Netflix series and everything else. So maybe that's what I got to get caught up on. I am starting to watch Messiah, which is on Netflix.
I don't think I've heard that,
is that
one.
Amazon or Netflix?
I'm watching The Act on Hulu.
Any good or?
Oh, it's so good.
Okay, so this is what I guess happens now. We start watching some. Honestly, like, hey, what else am I going to watch?
Definitely, we can definitely start throwing out our recommendations. What shows to watch on what platform? You know, streaming is king right now, so. While there's no sports happening,
you have an update,
movies.
Right?
Yes, I have an update from America's favorite person, Tom Hanks. He posted on Twitter about 40 minutes ago, and this is what he said. He posted a picture of him and his wife, Rita, who look perfectly healthy. Yeah. Rita smiling. Tom Hanks is kind of smirking. And this is what he wrote on the picture. He said, "Hello, folks. Rita Wilson and I want to thank everyone here down under who are taking such good care of us, where we have C-Void-19 and are in isolation so we do not spread it to anyone else. There are those whom it could lead to a very serious illness. We are taking it one day at a time. There are things we can all do to get through this by following the advice of experts and taking care of ourselves and each other, no? Remember, despite all the current events, there is no crying in baseball. Hanks."
I like it.
I love it.
You know, Tom Hanks, and I think May said it perfectly. By the way, we're going to get Brad Turner on here in just a couple of minutes from the LA Times. But one of the things I like about what May said that when the Gobert yesterday, Tom Hanks today, obviously, Tom Hanks yesterday as well, Donovan Mitchell earlier today, is the virus just kind of put a name, it put a face to people that we know, right? It's one of those that definitely was surprising. All right, Adam Silver has, Adrian Wojnarowski has just put out a letter to NBA fans. Let me read this real quick. Dear NBA fans, as you know, we have temporarily suspended our season in response to the coronavirus pandemic. We made this decision to safeguard the health and well-being of fans, players, everyone connected to our game, and general public. This hiatus will last at least 30 days, and we intend to resume the season if and when it becomes safe for all concerned. In the meantime, we will continue to coordinate with infectious disease and public health experts along with government officials to determine safe protocols for resuming our games as we develop the appropriate course for future NBA games and events. We'll keep you informed of any changes as soon as they happen. Tickets already purchased for a postponed game will be honored when the game is rescheduled. If games are not played or played in any MT Arena, teams will work with fans on a credit for a future game or a refund. We encourage you to visit NBA.com for the latest news, updates, and interactive features to stay connected to the game. You'll also find guidelines on how you can keep yourself and your family safe and healthy. Final thing from Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA. This remains a complicated and rapidly evolving situation that reminds us that we are all part of a broader society with a responsibility to look out for one another. This is what the NBA will continue to do, and we are grateful for your understanding, being the best fans in sports. Brad Turner from the LA Times hopping on right now. What's going on, BT? How are you?
I'm doing great, Adam. How you doing, man?
Doing okay. Did you hear some of that? Adrian Wojnarowski just put out the official statement from Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA. All right, I want to get your thoughts. Let's do this real quick. What was your thoughts yesterday when everything went down? Obviously, the NBA deciding right after it was announced Rudy Gobert had the virus. What was your initial thoughts? I mean, did you think once you heard that, okay, yeah, this is a wrap, they're going to have to shut everything down? Was that your initial response?
You know, it was, because I had talked to a few players around the league that I know, and their response earlier in the day is that don't be surprised if this happens, if mm-hmm. it is shut down for, in their case, they kept thinking maybe 2 weeks, and in this case now it's going to be what, at least 30 days. So they were kind of under the impression that this would be the case, and based on my conversations, I kept saying this, that, okay, if that's what you guys are hearing, then I guess that's the way we're going to go. And I think it was the right decision, without question.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I've said this on a couple different, I feel like the NBA has took the lead in this, and, you know, I'm not saying that they were trying to or anything like that, but, you know, they made some big-time decisions yesterday, and then following their decision, I felt like all the other sports kind of came in line. What did you think of the way Adam Silver has, you know, kind of approached yesterday, how he's approached today? You just saw the letter, you know, that I mentioned from the fans. Just Adam right. Silver in this predicament that he's in, how do you feel like he's handled things?
Yeah, I think he did it what he always does, a great job.
Yeah.
You know, I'll say this right quick. I was talking to a friend of mine who was driving to an ACC tournament game. Mm. He was halfway there. And he was telling me about he was hoping that the ACC would play the tournament, but if it didn't work out, that they would stop it. And I guess 10 minutes into the conversation, he goes, "Oh my goodness, I just got this text saying that the Big Ten, the SEC, Pac-12 were shutting down their tournament games." So I said, "Look, call me back, find out what's going on with the ACC." Next thing I know, he calls back, he goes, "The ACC is also shut down." Mm-hmm. And I want to say that's because of Adam Silver, in this case, the NBA taking the lead on this, especially after Rudy Gobert tested positive for the virus. So it made sense. I think Adam has just been phenomenal at his job. He's been upfront, transparent, and the idea he's thinking first of his players, he's thinking about the fans, he's thinking about, you know, he's thinking about everybody. And in that regard, it means he's also being a leader for all of sports in a certain way. And everyone else is saying, if the NBA is willing to do this, if they're willing to say, forget the idea, we need to make money, we're about making money, it's more important about lives. I just think that Adam Silver is, if he's not the best commissioner in sports, I don't know who else he is.
Well, I'll say this, and, you know, let's not kid ourselves about at the end of the day, these are all entities, they're businesses, they're corporations. No question about it that money is you know, a big part. That's the foundation of how a lot of these leagues run. You don't have a choice. I think that's what probably I would say kind of has the best way that I can put it. Maybe this is what I don't want to use worry as the word, but they're taking incredible precautions, BT. I mean, we know the trillions and trillions of dollars that are affected by all the moves that are being made, and it's being made because it has to. You know, this is something that this is uncharted water, and as we kind of sit here even tonight and where we were 24 hours ago, 48 hours ago, I don't know what's going, I don't know what's going to happen over the next 30 days or so, but yeah, just big time stuff, you know what I mean? Like, there's no other way to put it. And every 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, you're updating and you're saying, okay, what else happened? And maybe I'm consuming too much of it. I don't know if you're like that as well.
Yeah. Well, look, it affects us. Mm-hmm. I mean, how do we write stories about the NBA when it's shut down? How do you talk about the NBA when they're not playing games? And this could be the case for, 30 days? I mean, what do you talk about with fans? So today's news is what happens within the next 10 days. There is no news. There's nothing being talked about. What do you talk about on your broadcast? I mean, the Dodgers are big in L.A. We think they're going to win the World Series. Well, it looks like they may not start the season on time. I mean, hockey is shut down. The high school sport, they're not going to play the CIF championship games, the state championship games. I mean, so what do we give the fans? What do we tell the fans? You know, I don't know, but that's not the important thing. The important thing is for everyone to be safe and for everyone to understand that this is a very, very serious. And the only way we can get through this is just to be patient, to understand that this is the best course of action to take. And Adam Silver has done, in my eyes, a great job at this.
Brad Turner from the LA Times hopping on the Sliwa Show. BT, you had sent out a couple tweets specifically about Lakers players having a conference call with Rob Pelinka, head coach Frank Vogel. Maybe you can reference a little bit to those tweets.
No, it was interesting. I talked to a couple of players, and they were saying they were going to have a conference call at 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they had the conference call, they talked to, as you said, Rob Pelinka, the GM of the Lakers, and Frank Vogel. And they were just giving some guidelines. Like, okay, guys, first, you can't leave. Don't leave L.A. Stick around. Stay here. Stay safe. If you want to come in and work out, you can, but it can only be a one-on-one workout with either an assistant coach or with a strength and conditioning coach or a trainer. And if guys decide they want to come in, it has to be, you can't come in as a group. Mm. That can't happen. We don't want everyone here in case one of you guys comes up with something. If it's just a flu or if it's just a virus or whatever it is, then we don't want it spreading throughout the organization. Not that that would be the case, but you just don't want that happening.
Of course.
And so that was one of the tweets I sent out. And the other one was interesting is that one guy said the understanding is that the owners actually are seriously thinking about playing the entire season,
mm-hmm.
and also playing the playoffs, even if it means going into the early part of August. And then they'll worry about next season when it gets here. But let's just get this done first.
Hmm.
So those are the things that I found interesting, and that the idea that keeping the players informed of what's going on so that they can be aware and be prepared for whatever may come as we go forward.
Yeah, that part is interesting. I mean, that to kind of play out different scenarios, and I know for every question that we present, I think 9 more questions come up in my own head. But, you know, Adam Silver, in his statement, hiatus will last at least 30 days, and we intend to resume the season if and when it becomes safe for all concerned. Hypothetically, you know, here we are. We'll just use L.A. as an example. I don't think, you know, in 30 days we're going to be sitting here, and maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong, right? I hope we're back at Staples Center and all is good.
I hope so too.
Right? But I think that that would be extremely optimistic to think that that's going to happen, which is okay. You should be optimistic. But to kind of hear your tweet on that and to hear you talk to the players, you can't really go past August, can you? I mean, you think?
You know, I would say no, you cannot. Maybe. I don't know because no one knows.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe instead of facing a season, you play a full 82-game schedule, you play less games.
Sure.
This has been done before.
Mm-hmm.
When they've had lockouts, they played less than, you know, about 52, 50-some games.
That's right. Maybe that's 60. Right.
So it's been done before. You're just then trying to find out how you can get the arenas, because some arenas also use...
That's right, for other...
facilities for mm-hmm. other things, for concerts, for WWF wrestling, mm-hmm. for what all kind of other events. So that also comes into play if it gets to that point where you can finally start having events again. I mean, as we know here in California, I think it's come down that you cannot have more a gathering of more than 250 people.
250.
You know, so will that change within the next month? Will health organizations say that's okay? Will the government say, okay, you can have play these games, but you can't have fans in the games? You know, we just, it's just so much uncertainty right now.
You know, BT, we're so accustomed to, like, think about it, and you're probably a perfect example of this. We all have our schedules, right? Okay, I know I'm going to be
yes.
at this place at this time, and I know this is my job, and this is what I'm going to do. Kind of crazy that we don't have, we lost that, you know, and not just us, everybody, right? Like, you're not 100% sure, you know, what if schools shut down? That obviously could happen. It's happened in other parts of the country. Just the kind of the ripple effect that affects every single person. It's an incredibly weird time. That's the best way I can describe it.
Man, Alan, look. I was expecting to be at a Laker game tonight between the Lakers and the
right.
Rockets.
Uh-huh.
I was looking forward to see LeBron James and AD go up against, you know, James Harden and against Russell Westbrook in that small ball lineup. Instead, I'm smoking a cigar. Now, I'm not mad about that. It's kind of cool to be at my cigar shop with my friends, but they're asking me, what are you going to do now? Do you still have a job?
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of joking about it. I'm thinking, first answer is, I don't know what I'm going to do the next 30 days,
yeah.
and I hope I still have a job. Mm-hmm. I hope the LA Times says, hey, stick around, BT. We like what you do. So the uncertainty of what happens over these next 4 weeks or so is impossible to know. You know, I don't know. No one knows. I just want to make sure everyone out there stays safe,
of course,
and that we get through this.
BT, I mentioned a little bit earlier, so I... They do these things, and it's actually, I got to send the link out. The LA County Public, LA County Department of Health, they do, I think they're doing these daily briefings. So they're just giving as much information as possible. Like you mentioned, the no events over 250 people, the significant social distancing is important. So they're just, you know, trying as best as they can to give as many tips as they possibly can. How is your, are you doing, has your life changed, like these last 48, are you doing things differently than you were a month ago? Has it completely changed for you or not really?
I won't say completely. The one thing I do more, I'm more conscious of washing my hands.
Yeah.
Something I've always done because I travel enough with the Lakers, and I'm always thinking, okay, I'm going to the airport. I'm going to get order some food, and I'll think, okay, go wash my hands before I get the food. And then before I actually board the flight, I'm thinking maybe I should wash my hands again.
Mm-hmm.
I did go out and buy some hand sanitizer, and I kept in my backpack to have in case I was traveling to another destination, which won't happen now. I mean, those are things that changed for me. I went to the gym this morning and worked out. I never left people there than they normally are, you know, so that was different, but I keep saying there's certain things that I'm just not going to stop doing.
Yeah.
And one of those was going to the gym to work out. The other was to visit my friends at the cigar bar that I go to in South Pasadena. I still want to do that. I still want to relax some. The problem is there's nothing on TV to watch sports wise.
I got an idea, BT. I got an idea. I don't know if you're going to like this one, but I'm going to throw it out there.
Okay.
So what if we did this? What if for March Madness, all the networks that carry, what are all the networks? It's TNT that carries the games. TBS, I think, is a part of it. I think True TV and
True
then
TV,
CB,
right.
And then CBS.
Right.
What if they did top 65 college basketball games and they still put them at the same times that they were going to air the other games?
That might be a good thing to do because what happens with that time that's slotted for these games?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. What are you going to put there?
I don't know. Are there reruns of certain movies you want to put on? You know, one thing I'll be doing more of? I'm sure I'll be binge watching Netflix. I just gave them a nice pub, but, you know, I'll be doing that. I mean, I'll find some shows that I like, and I don't know if I'm going to the movies. I don't get to go very often during the season, but do I really want to go? I don't know.
I think Netflix is going to be everybody's choice. Give us, you got some recommendations? You could tell me, you could tell some listeners out there. What do you have out there,
no,
BT?
Right now I don't.
Okay.
I did watch Spencer, but that was just a movie,
uh-huh.
and it was good. You know, so I did watch that, and right now I'm going to go through Netflix. I'm going to go through Hulu. I'm going to go through TNT. I watch that, and I'll see what comes up. And, you know, one thing I will do, I'm going to work on two things, trying to lose a little bit of weight and working on my culinary skills. Maybe I can cook some food.
I like it, BT.
Who can't cook anything.
I like it, BT. You know, one thing that I will say that if you find something on Netflix or Hulu, you got to come back and you got to let me know what you're doing over there. If you get something good on there.
That's a deal. That is a deal. I'll let you know about that.
All right, BT. Sounds good, brother. Appreciate it. Thank you for hopping on and be safe out there, okay?
Okay, you too.
All right, that's Brad Turner from the LA Times. I think that's going to be the conversation. By the way, anybody got some recommendations? Netflix, Hulu, HBO? Talk to me. 877-710-ESPN. Fill me in. You guys know my routine. My routine is I go to Laker games. I do a lot of NBA TV. Watch a lot of SportsCenter. Help me out here, guys. Help me out here. 877-710-ESPN if you think there's some good stuff out there. By the way, what are you going to miss most about not having sports in this window? I got some things from a personal perspective, you just get accustomed to doing. We'll talk about that coming up next. And then Tom Penn, the LAFC president, has a message to LAFC fans. We'll play that. Stay right here. This is the Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So at GEICO, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now, it's our turn to share with the GEICO Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
Thank you to Brad Turner. You guys want to be a part of the Sliwa Show, 877-710 ESPN. I'm going to read off a quick tweet from Chris Haynes. By the way, a couple topics here. Some of the things you're going to miss about sports, if there's something specific that you have a routine that you'd always get into, I do feel like, and I genuinely feel this way, I'm as big of a sports fan as they come. It does become secondary, right? Like, when I'm done with tonight's show, probably one of the first things that I'm going to do is go back down a rabbit hole of spending so much time just learning more about what's happening in the world right now, what's happening specifically in LA or what's happening in the States. It's, man, it just takes you in. It literally just grabs you in. At least for me, that's been the case. Chris Haynes sent out a tweet. The NBA will not fine or suspend Utah Jazz center Rudy Gobert for his actions leading up to testing positive for the coronavirus. Leak sources tell Yahoo Sports. I had a take on this a little bit earlier, and I want to kind of go through it again. Rudy Gobert, no question about it, was irresponsible. No question about it. Definitely didn't was careless. Didn't understand the severity of what this country and what the world is dealing with. How easily this virus can be contracted and how easy it can be passed. But I really genuinely don't feel the guy had any ill intent, you know, and I already read off, I'm not going to read it again. He had a Twitter post, a long one, talk about how, concerned, embarrassed, he used a few different words to kind of describe the situation. And, it's the right thing to not, you know, fine the guy or suspend him or anything like that. I'll just continue to kind of emphasize that this is somebody that certainly didn't have any ill intent, but was incredibly careless and reckless in touching microphones and reporters' microphones, and the fact that, you know, he's the one that did that and was joking around about it and then ends up with the coronavirus. I know that's very it's unfortunate all the way around, but it's almost ironic in a sense. But still, obviously, wish him absolute best. I sent out a tweet. I retweeted what he put out and wishing him the best, wishing Donovan Mitchell the best, and then anybody that's you know, kind of in the middle of this. Even though I feel like whether you have it or you don't, everyone is affected one way or the other. Tom Penn, LAFC president, had a message to LAFC fans.
To the members and supporters of Los Angeles Football Club, we send our heartfelt wishes and good thoughts to you, your family, your friends, and all of the Los Angeles community. You know, we love LAFC because it represents our love for Los Angeles. And we have a responsibility and an opportunity to work together, stick together, help one another, and get through these unprecedented times. So let's be safe, clean, and careful. Let's stay connected and supportive of one another. We will get through this together and come out on the other side in support of our club and our city.
All right, that's Tom Penn right there, LAFC president. Dave Roberts, a little bit earlier, the manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers, had a statement to Dodger fans as well. And that's the right thing to do. And I think that all the leagues and all the specific teams are they're kind of figuring this out as they go. So I mentioned this. Some of the things I'm going to miss, you know, let's see how long this goes for, but let's just say it's 30 days, 60 days, whatever the case is. I have this, I guess what sports typically does is it helps you escape from the real world, right? You just have your day-to-day stuff that you're working on, or I know my, you know, day-to-day is right here, and sometimes when these games come on, it's an escape from the real world. You're getting away from whatever it is that you have going on, or you're nervous all day about your sports team that's going to be playing, and it doesn't matter what sport it is. And I think that not having games, that's the one thing that I think that I value the most that I'm going to miss. You know, Jess, if you think about what we're going to kind of just miss for a little while now when it comes to sports, I look at how I love sports, and I have since I was a kid, but there's also this, like, getting away from the real world in sports for just a couple hours, right?
Yeah.
You feel like it's the real world, but it's not.
It's not. And then, I mean, when was the last time we kind of lived where there was absolutely zero sports for longer than a week? I mean, there's a couple of blimps, like, in between the All-Star break and for the summer for baseball. There's like a couple of days there where there's like no sports going on. Maybe even a couple of days after the All-Star break, there's a little bit, but not a whole lot. But for it to be completely just kind of halted.
And under these circumstances.
Yeah, right? Under the circumstances where it's just like everyone, you know.
Everything
shut down. Stay home, you know, just be safe there. And then, you know, let this thing kind of pass. It's weird just, you know, even thinking about it. But I know one of the things that I'm going to do to kind of keep my mind fresh at sports is I'm going to set up a couple hours a day. I'm going to try to do my best to make sure I play NBA 2K20. And I continue the season for the Lakers, and I make sure I bring that virtual championship to LA.
Somebody had suggested that on Twitter when I was saying that we got to just air some of these games, and somebody said that let's just do 2K. And
yeah, I tweeted that out too. I was like, can we just finish the season on 2K? Let's get our best like 2K esports players to train these head coaches to play on, you know, whatever system they want, the PS5, the Xbox One, even the PC. Let's get creative out here.
I tell you what, I want to just start with just airing some of these games, like I was saying, just classics. All right, let's take a couple quick calls here. Abel in San Diego, appreciate you calling in, man. You're on the Sliwa Show. You there, buddy?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Abel.
Yeah. Hey, Sliwa. First and foremost, I just want to throw it out there. I'm not downplaying the seriousness of the virus.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
What I'm going to miss most about this year, particularly about sports, man, I'm an Aztec. And NCAA canceling the tournament. Our 30-2 boys out there, man. I feel bad for that.
I'm with you. No, I'm with you. That was, and you know, for anybody, right? Like UCLA was starting to play some good basketball. They were atop the Pac-12. You have whether it was a local school or whatever school you went to, March Madness is one of the most unique times in all of sports. Like, you don't have to watch, you don't have to know everything about the ACC and the SEC and all these other schools, but if you have a school that's performing well, Abel, you obviously know I went to San Diego State as well.
Yeah.
When you have a school, like you said, is playing 30-2, that's what you're looking forward to, but what are you going to do? Right? Nothing we can do about it.
Can't do anything else.
Appreciate you calling in.
Anything.
Thank you,
all
Abel.
Thank you.
That is that kind of connection, right? Like, you got your connection to your school. You're thinking in your mind they're going to do this, but I can't. I'm going to go back to this, and Jesse, I mentioned it a couple times, is what it is, right? Like, what are you going
to
do?
At the end of the day, that's what it kind of all goes down to. Like, you can complain and
there's
man,
so many more
wish...
important things, you know what I mean?
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's not about, you know, panicking, overreacting. It's none of that. It's taking those precautions because ultimately the number one thing in every single sport is safety. And if we don't have safety for the fans, for the players, for the personnel, for everyone involved, then, you know, there's absolutely zero reason why we should, you know, play sports or hold that event or whatever reason. It's way better to side on the side of precaution, especially when it's something like this, where it's just, it's growing and growing. And, you know, why are we going to continue to make that grow? We can kind of at least put some kind of a stop to it. And if this is the way we have to control it and maintain it, then this is what we got to do.
All right, we come back. Let's go through the list of really what happened all throughout today. It's kind of a trip. When you look at yesterday as well, the actual timetable of when it happened, how many different things happened, how quick things happened. We'll do all that coming up next. Stay right here. The Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN. We're just figuring it out as we go, my people. That's what we're doing. Fox 11, Fox LA, know the symptoms, coronavirus, fever, dry cough, shortness of breath, fatigue. They had something on Instagram. So I mentioned this, and I'll continue to do it. Just some good tips, just stuff to, you know, obviously keep in mind. I know for me, yeah, definitely things have changed. I'm washing my hands more than I've ever washed them, trying to be as smart as I possibly can about maybe touching doorknobs, whatever the case is, keeping my 6 feet of distance. They call that the significant social distancing, which is very, very important. So just some tips to keep in mind. Wash your hands, obviously, before eating. If you're going on public transportation, wash your hands. Wash your hands after public transportation. If you sit close to somebody at work, ask one of your bosses to make sure that you're not sitting closer than 6 feet. Use virtual meetings. Work from outside of the office. Work from home if you have that capability. These are all things that the LA County Department of Health is advising. Don't share food, cups, utensils. People should travel less for work if that's possible, at least for now. And then I mentioned this a little bit earlier as well. Take the precautions at the gym. Go to the gym. Nothing's healthier than being at the gym and, you know, obviously trying to get a workout or maybe do it outside, whatever the case is. But make sure you're wiping down machines, you're washing your hands, and try avoid some of those gym classes where everybody's just stacked into a room. So that's what we got right there on that front. One of the things I want to point out, you know, the Premier League, I think this thing is kind of interesting to me for the Premier League. So the Premier League will convene an emergency club meeting tomorrow morning regarding fixtures after Mikel Arteta, who's the manager of Arsenal, the coach of Arsenal, tested positive for the COVID-19. So that's what the Premier League, they got games scheduled this weekend. And I know that Arsenal game is now postponed, so that game is not going to be happening. But Arsenal's manager, like I mentioned, Arteta, tested positive for coronavirus. About an hour and 15 minutes ago, Chelsea's Hudson-Odoi tested positive. And I just don't understand what the Premier League is waiting for tomorrow. This has maybe been my one beef, my one issue with some of the leagues, is why are you waiting? You know, yesterday I was talking about this too. And this was the one thing about the NBA. NBA was about to play a game after that Dallas Mavericks had a game, and then, you know, we were finding out that Denver and OKC was going to get canceled, and then Utah and OKC was going to get canceled. And then the conversation started about, okay, but you still got a Pelicans game against the Sacramento Kings. And finally, it looked like because the players did not want anything to do with that game, specifically because one of the referees had reffed the game prior against the Utah Jazz and the Toronto Raptors. That was a game Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell were obviously in. Until the players mentioned it, then they finally canceled. And listen, I think the commissioner has done as good of a job as you can do in the NBA. NCAA, I didn't understand the dragging their feet. You know, today it was like they were just waiting to figure out when they were going to cancel it. Why are you waiting? Just cancel it. The Big East played a game this morning. They played a full half until they canceled it. So a couple of these leagues have thrown me off completely. Premier League is one of those leagues. Premier League had put out a statement that they were playing the games this weekend. And then a couple hours later, Arsenal's manager tests positive for the coronavirus. And now a player, Chelsea's Hudson-Odoi, tests positive. And you got to wait till tomorrow morning to make some kind of a decision or a statement made. I mean, I think that it's pretty safe to say it's impossible that anyone's going to be playing games in the near future. Impossible that's going to be happening. And this is the timeline that I was talking about. So yesterday, Jesse put this thing together, and this is the timeline of everything that happened yesterday, and then I could kind of mold into everything that happened today. 8:34 in the morning yesterday, Rutgers closes athletic events to fans. Just before 9:30, College Football Hall of Fame class of 2020 announced that they were canceling. 9:42, CBI tournament canceled. 10:16, the Wall Street Journal says MLB exploring alternate sites for games. Later on, 10:50, Columbus Blue Jackets close home games to fans. Just kind of keep going down the list. 11:10, the Golden State Warriors close home games to fans. And then we found out, obviously, that never happened. That was going to be for tonight's game. Keep going down the list. Ivy League cancels all spring sporting events. That was at noon. 1:30, NCAA says NCAA tourney will be played without fans. We know what eventually happened on that front. But this timeline, there's got to be 25-30 items on this one page from 8:34 in the morning till 9:45 at night that just lists all these different things that are happening throughout the day. I went on with Mason in Ireland. John had to take off, so it was just me and Steve. In just the time me and Mason were doing crosstalk, in just that time, the Pac-12 closed the tournament in Vegas to fans. President Trump announces Europe travel ban. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson say they tested positive for coronavirus. SEC closes the tourney to fans. 6:27, Rudy Gobert reportedly tests positive for the coronavirus, and at 6:30, the NBA season is suspended. That was in a 35-minute span. My show starts at 6:30. Mason stayed on for maybe another 10, 15 minutes, and we talked about all the stuff that was breaking. In a half-hour span, all that stuff went on. And then by the time Mason took off and I was just doing the Sliwa show, Texas closes the athletic events. Pelicans Kings game is postponed. Nebraska head coach Fred Hoiberg taken to a hospital. He just had a flu, so it was just for precautions. Baylor suspends spring and football recruiting. G League suspended. I mean, just go down the list. That's everything that happened in a span of maybe 14 hours or so. And then today, obviously that list gets expanded. The NHL paused the regular season. Playoffs were previously scheduled to begin April 13th, so that's all paused, as well as the regular season. MLB suspended the rest of spring training. MLB was killing me this morning, too. I'm like, guys, what are you waiting for? I was watching on Twitter, and I think it was the Dodger game that was getting rained out or something along those lines. I'm like, What do you mean it's getting canceled the game?
It was funny. I was kind of like looking.
Every time I saw one of those reports about baseball, I'm like, don't tell me there's rain. Tell me that you're taking the extra precautions.
It's funny because the same thing happened yesterday during Angels game. The Angels game yesterday was being postponed. And when I'm just kind of like looking through, I see that it's postponed. And I'm like, oh, there we go. they're MLB's nailing it down. They're counting the games, but no, it's weather.
What were they waiting for?
And then they wound up playing that game yesterday too. It wasn't until today that MLB came down and said, "Yeah, we're canceling basically the rest of spring training, putting opening day on hold and moving it down the line." And they also announced that the minor league league is also doing the same thing. They're putting their opening
day delaying the start of their regular season. So the Dodgers and the San Francisco Giants would have the start of the regular season would have been opening day would have been 2 weeks from today. I think that date was from March 26th. So I'm gonna keep going down the list. So that's one thing that obviously changed today. NCAA canceled the men's and women's Division I basketball tournaments as well as all remaining winter and spring NCAA championships. The Philadelphia Eagles closed down their facility. XFL shuts down the season. NFL canceled its annual league meetings, were supposed to be held in Palm Springs, Florida from March 29th to April 1st. Penn State, Major League Soccer, suspends for 30 days. National Lacrosse, NBA obviously suspended their season for 30 days. That's what we've got going on the last 24 hours. Just the last 24 hours in the world of sports. And I mentioned this earlier. I'll mention it again. If, I know sometimes, and I do this a lot of the time as well. I want to get away from, the news, or I want to get away from certain topics. Where am I going to go? I'm going to sports. And in these times, just under these circumstances, because it has shifted the sports platform so much, you just can't do that. You know, a lot of kind of our world and listeners who are tuned in, we all got shifted over these last 48 hours, and however long it lasts, you know, there's nothing you could do. The hope is that just, we just get a better hold of what exactly is happening, and we try to find a way to slow down the virus and take it from there. And I definitely think this, I will say that having these big events canceled, that's got to help. I mean, that's got to be a huge, huge help, hopefully, in slowing some things down. All right, if you didn't get a chance earlier to hear Adam Silver on not ruling out the cancellation of the entire season, he's kind of playing out some scenarios for NBA fans out there. But at the same time, you know, there's no he's obviously kind of just working on the fly with this, as everybody is. I'll play that for you guys when we come back. Stay right here. This is the Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN. All right, so starting tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Keyshawn, Travis, and LZ will continue local coverage. Sedano after that, Will Kane, Mason in Ireland, and then I'll hop on again tomorrow night, 6:30 to 9, so just keep that in mind. I'll say this, and Jess and Curtis, you guys can hop in on this. Have you guys spent a lot of time on just kind of researching what's going on? Are you guys watching a lot of videos? And some people don't want anything to do with it. Others are all over it. But do you guys find yourself doing that?
I'm just going as, you know, finding out what I need to know. So, mm-hmm. You know, I know how it spreads. What are the symptoms to look for?
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, I'm not really looking
too much past
too
that.
Much past that. Just because it's something that, you know, It's already here. So while you... Yeah,
is there a curiosity? Because I have an incredible curiosity to, okay, give me... I want to know where it started, how it started, why it started there, how did it spread then to another country, and then it went from Italy, South Korea. Like, there's that curiosity that I'm in right now.
Yeah, my curiosity is just to see how everything's going to react.
Yeah.
Like, now I'm curious to see how all this is going to happen. Like, I was super curious just to see how the NBA games would be played with no fans. Like, as much
sure.
as...
we talked about
I
that,
would,
right?
I would like, hate for that to happen. It's... I would watch the first game just to see.
Oh, no question about it. There was curiosity in that. And, you know, now, obviously, because you have players that are affected and who knows who else is affected, they got to cancel, and that's exactly what they've done. But I'm with you on that. I was... Before it was announced that they were going to suspend, cancel, hiatus, whatever term that you want to use, I was all in for, okay, what is this going to be like with no fans? But then I was also, I don't know how long that was going to last. You know, if that, okay, after a week, am I going to be like, well, you don't hear the crowd. You don't feel the energy. There's no MVP chance. There's no booing. Like, that curiosity was in there too.
Yeah, and so it'd be, I think it was Ja Morant who said, be watching like a live scrimmage. And, you know, there's not a whole lot of action to the scrimmage. And I mean, these players play for the fans. You know, there's something to playing in front of a packed arena with 20 plus thousand people.
You see
John
Morant yesterday putting this is going to be like a scrimmage, right? That's what he thought it was going to be like, and obviously that's not the case. Now, Curtis, are you all over this? I mean, are you going out of your way to? Because I'm going to tell you guys what I'm going to do when I leave tonight and I go home. I already know what I'm doing, but how about you? Are you following this like crazy, or are you trying to stay away from it a little bit?
A little of both. I mean, it's if you say you don't care about what's happening, you're kind of clueless. You know what I mean? But I'm not running into the. If I start going into that rabbit hole, it'll just add on to panic that we don't need to really add on to. What I will say is, once this is all said and done, that 30 for 30 for about today will be very interesting. But it's
By the way, there, you know, you got to imagine just documentaries, right? Like one of my favorite. You guys ever seen any documentaries on Frontline? Frontline is part of
of PBS. They make good documentaries, but I'm in love with the ones that Netflix have been making lately.
So I'll say this: they make amazing documentaries. There's actually a really good documentary on right now on Amazon and Jeff Bezos. But I can see. Just think about the. Hopefully, when the dust all settles, and we could kind of look back and have a second to wow, this all happened, and remember that moment, and did we act enough? Did another country act quick enough? You know, like when all those answers get answered, how about that documentary? What's going to be like? Or if they make a movie or whatever the case is, I know that sounds stupid to talk about, but I have such a curiosity of the whole story
that's going on right now. There are people out there right now
this is a movie
that are. I mean, Mark Cuban said it yesterday. Mike Malone said it yesterday. There are people right now who are, one, they probably were way ahead of this before anyone else even was aware of it. So they're in the middle of making their documentary. They're in the middle of finding out everything. They're probably listening to us or to other stations, finding out what they're saying and what other people are saying, what the reaction is that they can use and they can put on their documentary. So, I mean, it's just crazy because even when I go back, I just recently watched The Trials of Gabriel Fernandez, which is an incredibly amazing documentary that is ridiculously sad. And I know people who couldn't even get through it, but the fascination I had with just, you know, someone made that. Someone actually went through and was doing the work as the trial was going on, because they show videos from inside the courtroom. You see the lawyers prosecuting everyone. You see the victim like just sitting there emotionless, and
takes you from start to finish, yes. Right? Like that, and that's probably what, you know, what ropes you in. I'll say this: this is what I have done over the last, let's say, 48 hours. So, listening to a ton of podcasts. On YouTube, there's incredible documentaries right now.
That's my go-to, is YouTube.
The incredible documentaries. I saw one today on Wuhan, which is where this started in China, the province where it started. And it's their 35-day lockdown, something like that. And it takes you through what they did, the steps that they had to take over a course of 35 days, and then where they are now, you know? So we're in the middle of this, right?
Like, yeah, we're like on day -2.
The United States is just kind of, this is kind of starting here. Italy is in a completely different position and situation, much further along. I heard somebody saying today, we're 4 weeks in front of Italy, as in we are where Italy was four weeks ago.
Yeah.
Right? So
that alone is just crazy to think about.
But that's what I'm talking about. When I go down, I know more about these wet markets in China now than I've ever known in my life, right? Wet markets are where they think this all originated, where it started, where you got animals.
Where they have the bushmeat.
Exotic animals from all over the world in these small areas you know, obviously people that are handling it with their hands, and ain't no health code. I mean, it's different.
And
listen, you know, we're also a very privileged, I forget sometimes. I wake up in the morning and I complain about.
We're definitely a normalized society, Western society at this point.
Not even just that, like you just take it for granted. I wake up in the morning and I'll go to Starbucks or something. I grab my cup of coffee and I'm on my
You're on your phone. I'm on my phone. You got your iPad next to you.
No,
and
like, I don't know what the real, do I really know what the real world is? Like, I don't think I know what the real world is.
I mean, I think the real world is not the right word to use because we essentially do live in the real world. The real world for us
is
our world. What we're doing.
But this is our world, right?
Exactly. Like, you only know what you know. You only know what you know. Definitely. So, you know, there's other people in other places who their reality, their world is completely different. I mean, just, you know, I'm going to use my mom as an example. My mom, you know, was an immigrant from Mexico. She's now a citizen. Mm-hmm. And she came here with absolutely nothing, $0. And she worked and became
the American dream.
Yeah, the American dream, definitely. So there's just, her reality back then was just surviving, mm-hmm. going through day to day, making enough money to feed my brother and my sister and me when I eventually came along. But now her reality is, you know, she's healthy. She's living her life. She's not letting, you know, all this coronavirus affect her too much because she knows. And I feel like I got that from her that at the end of the day, when it comes to something like that, you know, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And my mom has one thing she has told me every day is if something is going to happen to you, whether it's something of you getting sick or, you know, you getting a job, you losing a job, you finding money on the ground, if it's something's meant to happen, it's going to happen. And that's, you know, you have to live your life as it comes.
That's a wise woman right there. You know, somebody who's gone through these experiences where she can offer that advice to someone like you,
yeah.
You know, and
oh, definitely. My brother and my sister hate it because of course I'm the baby of the family, so I got the least amount of punishment. But that's because my mom had the experience with my brother, sure. and my sister.
She learned from the first two
and
kids.
She knew what not to say to me so I wouldn't rebel, because I didn't rebel. I was a good student. I was a goody two shoes, and I ain't afraid to say that.
Well, I'll say this. I'll say at the end of the day, the one thing that we shouldn't do is panic, which, you know, there's times I'll remind myself that, but we shouldn't. And I think that if there's one thing that LA can do, just in general, you know, try and help each other. Yeah, I think at a time right now where everybody's, I guess in a sense, you're almost isolating yourself, and that's okay. You know, if that's what we need to do, we need to do it. But just small things, like if you are going to the grocery store, the Costco's, or whatever the case is, and everybody's kind of scrambling to grab whatever they think that they need and so forth, it's still okay to let somebody grab that parking spot in front of you. It's still okay to, you know, smile and, you know, from a mentality perspective,
nice.
Just that let that part. Let the good side of you kind of come out.
Yeah,
you know?
At this point, there's no need for vulgarness. There's no need for getting mad at small things. Like you said, like a parking spot. If someone's there, let
Who
someone
cares?
Else take it. You know, it's, you know, it's.
I think I got to go back, by the way. I didn't get, yesterday I went and got just a few things. But I'm not somebody
go
that's.
Sunday when it opens to avoid the big crowds.
So it's impossible. You won't be able to. I went to Costco yesterday.
I will bet you a dollar.
Listen, I went to Costco yesterday. Listen to this. On Wednesday at 11:30. Wednesday at 11:30. No parking spots and no carts.
Well,
Wednesday at 11:30, right? So, and maybe there's plenty of, maybe you have no problem on Sunday, but I was just thinking in my head, like today, even going to Starbucks, it shares a parking lot with Gelson's, Trader Joe's across the street. I mean, you can't.
Yeah,
people are coming in.
They are known.
People are getting their supplies.
Big for one thing is they have very, very bad parking lots. So if you go to a Trader Joe's in the middle of the day, in the middle of the week, and you find a good parking spot, there it's dead.
I'm going to play this real quick because I said I was. Adam Silver not ruling out canceling the entire season.
Adam, is it possible that the season will not continue?
Of course it's possible. I mean, I just don't know more at this point. I mean, there's another factor that may go to the seasonality of this virus. Again, you know, I've talked to a lot of experts. It's a little clear. Some have a theory that as with the common flu, as the weather changes, we may see it begin to peter out a little bit. I mean, again, we don't know. So, you know, at this point, we're just waiting. You know, one of the things we want to do during this hiatus, and this is one of the things I had a meeting with our general managers and team presidents late this afternoon by conference call to talk about how are we going to use this time, decisions as to whether the players will stay in market. I can, understandably, some of the players may play in a market, but their families may live in another city. Will they be rejoining their families? What's the best way to keep them safe? What's the best way to keep them in shape? You know, all those things are still on the table because this has happened so quickly.
All right, that's Adam Silver. A little bit earlier today was on with TNT, Ernie Johnson, Shaquille O'Neal, Kenny Smith, Charles Barkley not there. He was on a phone line rather than being in person, not feeling well, so he's getting checked out for the coronavirus. Tomorrow morning, like I mentioned, make sure to tune in. We'll stay local. We'll do the best we can, you know, obviously pass on the information, hopefully get you off of this for a little bit as well as we, try and change topics for a little bit and then come back to it. Keyshawn, Travis, LZ, starting at 6 a.m. I got the Sliwa show tomorrow as well at 6:30 after I do Crosstalk with Mason in Ireland. Sedano's on as well with Will Kane. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Have a great rest of your night.